Beyond Daf, Ayin Zayim, Amid Aleph, Taisvis, Dibra Maschel, Pora, the second Taisvis. Let us just again start with Rashi's Kashe, and then go over to the Teretz of the Ri. Hikshe Bekuntres, Beperik, Oisei, Vesbenoi, Lomali, Kabola, Stume, why does the Bisar Pora have to be Mekabel Tume? Typically, the he gufe metame odom ubgodim. Without a kabbalah's tume, it's metame odom ubgodim. This was Rashi's kashe. And Rashi said a teretz that that's 100% true, that for the bisar pora, there is no reason that it should have to be mekabel tume. It's metame odom ubgodim. No, Rav Shimon is speaking about that there was botzik that was mechuba to this bosa, and the botzik was a pochus mikebeya, and the bosa was a pochus mikebeya. So in order for the botzik to be capable of being mekabel tume, it has to have, you need a kebeya of oichel aroy lekabel tume. Now the botzik was less than a kebeya, so you had to be mitzaref the boso together with the botzik to make an oichel shel kebeya roi lekabel tume. Now, in order to make the boso an oichel roi lekabel tume, you needed to be an oichel roi leheyochel. There has to be muta bahano. So therefore, we have to wait till after the Zrike, and we have the Slomdes of a Kolomid Livda is Kepodi Domoi. So then the Bosor gets Adin Oichel Horoi Lekabel Tume, together with the Botzeik, and now we have a Kebeya of Oichel Horoi Lekabel Tume, and then the Botzeik is Mekabel Tume. Now, let us go down a little further. It's around 10 lines, I think, from the beginning of Taisvis. Ve'ein letaretz kushis akuntres. Now Taisvis wants to say a teretz on Rashi's kashe. Rashi had asked a kashe that why do you need that the besar haporo should be metama to mesoichlam, it's metama odom vekelem. So Taisva says, ve'ein letaretz kushis akuntres, the beloitzir of botzeik, without this teretz of botzeik, soichu letam shol shasa koisha, without this we need the tam of shasa koisha, mishum de loima tzinu shemetama Elo misaskim. That din that the poro is metama odom letame kelim, that is not metame bimage. It's metame the maaskim beporo. They become tome and the begodim are also tome. Kedisnan bimeseches poro. We learned the meseches poro. Hasoyreif pora uporim. A person who burnt the pora adume, he's a mesasik, uporim, parko in godu, vameshaleyach es asoyer, mitamei begodim. So the soyref of the porim, parelum dovo, and the mishaleach es asoyer mitamei begodim. Vehein atzmon, but the pora alone, the porim alone, and the soyer alone, ain mitamei begodim. It's not mitamei begodim. So that means, it's very interesting, a person is burning the pora, so his begodim become tamei. The begodim who will touch the Pora alone, and I'm a Kabbal Tumah. It's only a Tumah's Misaskim. It's not an Atzmiistik Tumah. It's a Tumah's Misaskim. Hareza Oimer. So it says in the Mishnah, Mitamayich Loitim Uni, the Begodim, speak to the Adam. Mitamayich, the one who made you tome, the pore who made you tome, you're burning the pore, loitimuni, I touched the pore alone, loitimuni, va'at timasni, and you made me tome. The begodim that the seiref was wearing became tome. So memele, so looking at Rashi's kasha lochere is not shver at all. That din, that the pora is metame misaskim, it's metame odom letame kelim, is a din in tumis misaskim. But it's not a tumis atzmi, the pora doesn't have any tume mitzad atzmoi. A person touches the pora, begodim will touch the pora, the begodim are toil, the person is toil. So memela, so what's the problem of Rashi? Since it's metama odom begodim, so memela, why do you need that the besar haporo should be mekabel tumas oichlam? Sure you need it should be mekabel tumas oichlam. Because the besar haporo doesn't have any tumah in it whatsoever. This is only a din tumas misaskim. So Taisva says, the Mikol Mokim, Rashi is asking a good question. Metame hi oichlem umashkin. The Besar HaPore, that's 100% true. The Besar HaPore is not metame begodim, it's not an avatume, it's not metame the Odom, it's not metame his begodim if they touch it. But the Besar HaPore is metame oichlen umashkin. That means if an oichel touches the psar hapore, so the oichel becomes tome without these in yonim, pore metame tumas oichlen hoil vois alo shasakosh. Why? Me acha, she soifo letame tume chamure es misaskin, since it has a potential that it could be metame tume chamure, the loiboi through esek, the loiboi loi hersher mayim, the loi hersher sheretz. A entity that is capable of being metame an odom letame begodov is automatically metame oichlin umashkin without any sibit. We learned this out from a posik. Gedetoni devei Rav Yishmael beperik bosimin mazroin shein soifon letame tume chamure tzrichen hersher mayim behersher sheretz. There's a posik in the Torah. The Torah says, "V'chi yipol mayim al zera." If water fell on kernels, v'nofal minevlosam olof, and then the sheretz fell on this kernel, tomei, it's tomei. So the posik says, in order for a kernel to be tomei, you need two conditions. Water should fall on it. That's the din hechsher. It's hechsher lekabel tomei. And the sheret should be metamet. So, Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said, the posik was very specific. Kernels are never capable of being metame an odom. An oichel can never be metame odom. So by kernels, by zroim, the Torah said, in order for it to be mekabel tume, you need two conditions. It should be mukhsher, and a sheret should touch it. But if I have an entity, I have an entity that soifei letamei tumah chamura, So memele, so it's not doimel is roim, so you don't need hechsher mayin, you don't need hechsher sheretz, and it's keilu a sheretz touched it, and it becomes a rishon l'tumah. This is a drash of Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. So something that is bekoyach letamei tumah chamura letamei odom is keilu now it was touched by a sheretz and it was muksha and it's metamei. This is Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. So now zekteri, so Rashi is the very long the shekasha. Rashi maybe started off the kasha, he didn't feel like the kasha, but the kasha is a meridike kasha. Rashi, yes, that since the bosara poro is soifa letame tumer chamuritz, metame odom letame begodim, so automatically the bosal basher hu sham has a din of arishin letume, without hersha, without touching a sheretz. So all of a sudden, Rab Shimon is speaking about the psazoi. It's not a noichel sheroi lahachel, and then he has a problem with this. He has this problem, so he says along this galoy midlivta is kepodri dom. He says he has a shas hakosh. Rashi had a kasha. What is your problem? The holding of oichel that you need this noyim. An oichel a koloichel she yochel is speaking about if you have to be metame this oichel, so needs these conditions. But something that has built in an automatic tumah soifel letame tumah chamura. So the Torah said that skeilo was naga b'sheretz and zarishan letumah. So what's the problem of Rab Shimon? That was Rashi's kasha. Now let us see Tosfos. Now we'll see more of the kazachan over here. That was Rashi's kasha. Rashi's kasha was that since it's soifel letame tumah chamura, so you don't need hechsher sheretz and hechsher mayim, and it should now, it's a rishon letumah automatically. V'ri metaretz, so the ri said a teretz on Rashi's kasha. D'mashe soifel letame tumah chamura, let's learn the pasuk elach. That what it's soifel letame tumah chamura, Loi mahani ele inyin ze. The chashvin alei kilo huksha b'mayim. It's just like water fell on it. Uchilu noga b'sheretz. Like a sheretz touch it. Faker te teire said v'chi. Yipor mayim al zere v'nofar mitavlosam v'nevlosam olof tomehu. So the teire says, by zroim, which are not soifei letametum mechamura, you need hechshemayim. You need hechshemayim and negiya sheretz. But by something that soifei letametum mechamura, these two things you don't need. You don't need hechshemayim. You don't need negiya sheretz. Avo, but that's it. But there's another problem. Which the Pasuk, this Pasuk never said you don't need this either. The Pasuk is speaking about an oichel, and the Pasuk said, this oichel, in order for it to be mekabel tume, you need hechsher and negiya sheretz. An oichel needs hechsher and negiya sheretz, but if you'll find an oichel that soifil letame tume chamur, that's an ava tume, does not need negiyas mayim, but it has to be an oichel. Rab Shimon, but if it's not an oichel, so you'll have 10 shchotzim touching something that's not an oichel, it's not a kabul tume. The pasuk is only says, kilo noga boy sheretz, kilo huksha. But it has to be an oichel. And that the pasuk never spoke about, that you don't need an oichel. The pasuk never said, you don't need v'chiyipam, mayim, you don't need nefilas mayim, you don't need the negiya sheretz. But an oichel you need. So Rab Shimon had a problem. Besar por is not an oichel, asher yeyochel. As soon as you shech the pore, it's also barno. It's not an oichel sheyochel. So Rab Shimon, it became an oichel sheyochel because it's a midliftoist. That was Rav Shimon Shtik Teire. That's a Teretz on Rashi's Kashi. Aber ein Moi lasse ich ein Eichel Keichel. Hilkach. Le Rav Shimon de Boi Eichel Shate Yochel Lahachel Acheirem. Masche Seife Le Tame Tumach Mure Le Yasenu Keichel Lachil Le Acheirem. This is one more condition which Radver Rav Shimon never spoke about. That's why Rav Shimon said you need a Shas HaKosha. Now, I'd just like to mention one Nikuda, and we'll see later as Tosfos progresses. What is the Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos? We have here Rashi Yestakasha, and Rashi said, you know, you need Rav Shimon to make it an Eichel to be Mitzuf with Botzek. That's what you need an Eichel. So we see from Rashi that without Rav Shimon, it's not an Eichel. And Rashi still had a kasha, but it's Seife Letame Tumachamure. So Rashi says, so why do you need the Shev Hashem? It's Seife Letame Tumachamure. So you need an Eichel, a Yochel, Lagabi the Botzek. So from Rashi we see klar that Rashi was chaylik on Tosfos. That means Rashi held tzayfei letame tuma chamure, so it gets a din of a rishin letum, even if it's not an oichel either. It doesn't have to be an oichel. And later perhaps will be mamtik this in Shitas Rashi, what the lumdus of Rashi is. Or perhaps let us say already what it could be pshat in Rashi. Rashi in Parsha Shmini says, what is the din Hechsher? The din Hechsher that Eichel is not Mekabel Tume till it's Mukhsher. What does the Hechsher do? You pour water on it and then it's Mekabel Tume. Before any water was put on it, it's not Mekabel Tume. What is the Gedda of Hechsher? What does Hechsher accomplish? Zogt Rashi in Parsha Shmini, Shaloi Hukshar, if it wasn't Hukshar, Veniskan Likrois Eichel Lekabel Tuma Atshe Yovi Olav Mayim. Rashi says the Hechsher is Marsheret to become an Eichel. Rashi says in two places in Parsha Shmini. So Rashi said, Amire de Kezach, that Hechsher makes it for an Eichel. Hechsher makes it for an Eichel. That's how Hechsher works. How it works, let's not get into the mechanics of Hechsher, but that's the lumdus, that through Hechsher, it becomes Niskan Likreis Eichel Lekabel Tumen. It becomes an Eichel through Hechsher. So Memele, so Rashi held as follows. Rashi held, Adavar shesoifei letamei tumachamure. Do you need hechsher mayim? No, you don't need hechsher mayim. That's what it says in the pasuk. Now, without hechsher mayim, it doesn't have a shem oichel. So how does this work? So al kolchoch this din of soifei letamei tumachamure doesn't have a shem oichel. This Seifel Letame Chamura doesn't need a Negiya Sheretz. It doesn't have to be called an Eichel, because you don't need Hechsher. So if it doesn't have to be called an Eichel, so Rashi and Akasha, so what's Rav Shimon's problem? You don't need Eichel over here. It comes, this is a Seifel Letame Tuma Chamura, you don't need any Tanai whatsoever. That it should be Mekabel, it's Mekabel Tuma without any condition. It doesn't need Hechsher, so even though it's not an Eichel, it's Mekabel Tuma. This is Anu Shulchan Aruch. So Memele, if it is Anu Shulchan Aruch, even though it's not an Eichel, it's Mekabel Tuma. Because without Hechsher, it's not an Eichel. So what's Rav Shimon's problem? It's not an Eichel. You don't need an Eichel if it's Eifel Letamei Tuma Chamura. That was Rashi's Kashi. And the Ri is saying, no, we have to split the hair. Ligabi the din oichel of Hechsher. You're right that you don't need Hechsher. This condition that in order
to be an oichel, you need hersha. This condition is not applicable by seifel atamich to mechamul. But it has to be a ba'oichel shagoy lahachel. That it has to be. You can't learn that one. This tikkun it doesn't need, but this it has to be. And that is why Rab Shimon had to say his tik teire, that's a oichel shagoy lahachel, because it's oimed liftai skipodi dome. And that was Rab Shimon's teretz. Bechein muchach bezvachim besayf perik tvuyim. So Taisa says, this shtik teira I'm telling you, that soyfe letame tumma chamura, it has to have a teiras oichel, hechshi you don't need, but a teiras oichel has to have. The Tana Rabbon, we learned about Raisa, hasayref apore uporim, vamashaleich hasoyer, metame begodim. These three things, aseiref apore, the seiref is paradume, par halam dova, par kaina mashiach, umeshaleich aseir, metame begodim. Vehem atzmon einon metame begodim, they themselves are not metame begodim, that means if you'll touch them, elo metame oichelomashke, it's metame oichelomashke, divrei rameya. So Rameya said, so this is the din of Saifei Letamei Tumei Chamure. It's like the touch the sheretz already. This Metama Oichel Amashke. And here Rameya. V'achachomim oimrim. The Chachomim say, Poro uporim Metamei Tumes Oichel Amashkin. Poro uporim Metamei Tumes Oichel Amashkin. Avoloi soyer amishtaleich, a soyer amishtaleich when it's chai, is not metametum es oichel omashkin, mipnei shuhu chai, because it's alive. Now, let's just go a little further, then we'll see more of the kazachim. Uporich. Bishloima Rameya said that all these three things, and we're talking about a third thing, a soyer amishtaleich, Soyer amishtaleich, we're speaking about when it is alive. It's metama oichel namashkin. It's metama oichel namashkin. Bishloi merab meya, kedetone devei rabbi Yishmael. Rabbeya says very, very good. Mazroi shein soifon letame tumach amure. So you need hechsher sheretz, hechsher mayim. Soyer amishtaleach, soifil letame tumach amure, it's metame de shaleach. So me'mele, so the soil is metameim oichel namashkin. El rabbonon, the rabbonon have a split the hair. A por adume is metame oichel namashkin. Porim anisrofim is metame oichel namashkin. And the soil mishtaleich is not metame oichel namashkin. So how does this work? El rabbonon yislo the tonne de vei rabbi Shmuel, if they hold like tonne de vei Shmuel. I feel the same mishtaleach nami. The same mishtaleach should also be metame yoichel namashkin. Vileslu, if they don't hold like Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, porim enolu. So why is that porim metame yoichel namashkin? How did they split there? Umishani ains. So the Gemara answers like this, and here this is the key to the ri. Umishani ains. That's 100% true. Soifei letamei tumechemur ein tzrichen hechsher tumi mimokem achem. That is true. You don't have another, you don't need a sheretz to touch it. Perish. Nehei dai de soifei letamei tumechemur ein tzrichen hechsher tumi. You don't need that a sheretz to touch it. Aval hechsher oichel boy, but it has to be an oichel. The pasuk says you don't need hechsher mayim. You don't need hechsher sheretz, but it has to be an oichel. Umishim hachi, soyer amishtaleach, alive soyer, the lechozi lachile shulchai, lay metame, it's not metame. Finished. So Tosfos found a Gemara, that the Gemara says, amachlekes rameir and the chachamim. Rameir sounds very much like Rashi, seems, Rameyer said, V'tsoifel l'tametu mechamura, even a live animal is metamo eichel in the mashkin. A live animal is not an eichel. You don't need an eichel. Tsoifel l'tametu mechamura, you don't need an eichel, you don't need anything. A soyer ha-mishtaleich is metame eichel in mashkin. The chachomim say, no. Tsoifel l'tametu mechamura, you don't need hechshemayim, you don't need hechshesheretz, but it has to be an eichel. So, Purim and Nisrofim, Mosirim and Nisrofim, after you shechted it. So they became an Oichel already. So fine, then it's an Oichel. Don't need Hershemayim, Hershesheretz. But a Seir HaMishtaleach, that's alive. That's not an Oichel. So therefore, the Seir is not Metame Oichel Namashke. Vahash the pligin, this is the machloikis. The rameyas over the masha soifil etametum mechamurim moyel. Lechoshe vachila. Now, Agavuche, here the Ri says that it makes it for an oichel. That means the Ri understood that pshat is you don't need hechshemayim. Because it's an oichel without hechshemayim. Soifil etametum mechamurim, it's an oichel without the normal tenoyim that's needed to make it an oichel. It's an oichel without echshemayim. So it's an oichel even though it's alive also. That's the chiddush of seifel tamei tumachamure. It gets dine oichel without any conditions. It's an automatic oichel. Sheseifel tamei tumachamure moye lechoshiv drashasis geiris oichel. Moye lechoshiv oichel. The rabbonon sovri, no. The porim davke metame porim is an oichel after the shrite. Bleisayim eshtelech mishum deinay moyel lichoshev oichel. Now, zechtois is weiter. So now I showed you on the gemara that the chachamim hold that soifel etame tumachamurim. Hechshi you don't need. You don't need the giyas sheretz, but it has to be an oichel. Nasoya mishtaleich that's chai will not be metam oichel amashkin. So the Rab Shimon. So now let's go to our Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says an oichel is also not enough. Need an oichel sheroi laachel acherim. In order to have a shame an oichel, there has to be mutabano. So Arab Shimon, when he was talking about Porah Adum, Arab Shimon agrees completely with the Chachomim, that even though it's Seifel Letamei Tumach Amure, it has to have a shame Oichel Mitzad Atzmoy. And Oichel, according to Rab Shimon, means Oichel Sheroi Lahachel. That's the title Oichel. Rab Shimon Sova Davke Por Oil Voiselo Shasa Kaisha Karine by Oichel Shata Yochel Achila Lachayrim. A poor adume, since you could be poided, it's aimed livdois after the shrite, lay porim besoyer amishtalech leoiselem shasa koisha. So that pshat narab shimin, so gewaldig, that's the teretz harashis. Kashe, that means the chachomim and rab shimin hold, that soifil etami tumachamure only says you don't need hechshemayim, it's an oichel. Without Hershemayim, don't need Negiya Sheretz, but if for any other reason it's not an Oichel, it won't be Mekabel Tumet. So Mamela, Shimon said, you need the Oichel Shul HaHachel. V'chein Muchach B'Tesefta D'Pore. What I'm telling you is 100% right. Enough of the Tesefta. The Boso Milsayu D'Rameya V'Rabona. After we have this machlokes, Rameyah says, "Asoy mishtaleach is metam oichel mashkin." The Chumim said, "Only porim is mistar." K'toni shteit in Tosefta Rab Shimon Oimer. Rab Shimon said, "Porim metam etum mesoichlim." Hayir v'hoyse lo shasa koisher. Porim an israf v'mesir an israf metam etum mesoichlim. Hayiv loy hoyelam shasa koisher. So an oven it is sefta like the Ri. An oven it is sefta. The Tosefta says clearly that Rab Shimon is choylik am the chachomim. And the Chachamim are talking about the din of Seifel Etame Tumachamura. That's what Chachamim are talking about. And they said it helps by Porim and Poro. And Rab Shimon said, no, it only helps by Poro because it's Oymed Liftois. So it's an Eichel Sheyeyochel, but Poro and Nisrofim, there's no such thing of Oymed Liftois. So Memele, so it's not Metame Eichel Lamashke. Man Raya, that if there's another problem involved by Sefer Latami Tuma Chamure, it doesn't have the tenoyim of an oichel, so it won't be metam oichel amashke. V'oid maisi ri raya, then the Ri brought another raya. The Bekama Duchti Ktoni, in many places we learned, Tzrichen Marshove ve'in Tzrichen Hersher, Beperik Dam Shite, Gabi Nivlas Behema Tmeya Bechol Mokim, V'Nivlas Oif Bekforim, Beperik Bosimen Gabi Goysel Shinofa Legas, Bereish Tares Gabi Nivlas Oif Toyer, Afapishen Tzrichen Hersher, V'Shisoife Letame Tuma Chamuche, Tzrichen Marshove, Gabi Holish Av Yoichel Mehani Mashisoife Letame Tuma Chamuche. The Ri just brought down a few Gemaras that say Amor de Kechidish. There are certain Nevelas which are not Oymed La'achila, Anivlas Behema Temeya, horse meat, a horse that died, had a natural death. So, now, when it comes to Tumas Nevela, it's metame, it's a nevela. A horse that died is metame tumas nevela. The Gemara says, when we're speaking about a shaila of soifoi letame tuma chamure, soifoi letame tuma chamure, so the Gemara says you need machshove. But then you need machshove, you need to find, make a good sales talk and find a guy that wants to eat this horse meat. He's machashevit for an oichel, then it's matamatumas oichel. Or the same thing, a nivlas oif toil. That's a nivlas oif toil is by us a little better to understand. A nivlas oif toil is matama bebeis abliya. That means he had a chicken that died. It's a nivlas oif toil. So mamela, if you touch it, it's not tome. If you swallow nivlas oif toil, if not much to swallow, al kaponim, then it's metame the odom. A nivlas oif toyer is metame bebeis abliya. Now, this nivlas oif toyer is not oimed lehiyochel. People don't eat dead chickens. People that die, the chickens that die have a natural death. People don't eat them. You make a sales talk, and you'll convince someone that he should eat it, and he's going to eat it, take. So now it will be metama oichel and amashkim, because that's called an oichel. So there's a multitude of gemores by nivlas oif toyer that you need machshove. What's machshove you need? You need someone to be machashev to eat it. And if no one is going to eat it, it's not an oichel. So there it says, you don't need hechshe ma'ayim, but you need machshove. So Taisa says, that's my shtik toyer. I said, and if this is an oimed lachila, a dead chicken is not oimed lachila without someone being mechashiv, so mamela, it's not mitame to mesaychlen. Because soifei letame to mechamure can only make it mitame to mesaychlen, it's an oichel. And this is not an oichel, because it's not oimed lehiyochel. So mamela, so see, my yisod is an emissi yisod. That in order to be metame tumas oichlim, it has to seifel letame tumah chamura will not help. You have to make it an oichel, however you can make it an oichel. So the Ri brought a multitude of rayas. You see, need machshove. You see, Rab Shimon is choylik by Purim and Esrofim. But now the Ri said so good that he got stuck. V'teime. That means he has a problem. He just brought a multitude of gemoras. You need machshove. So why do you need machshove? So the Ri explained, because even though it's soifei letame tuma chamur, it has to have a toires oichel in order to be the metame oichel and the mashke. But the Ri had said before, Rameya holds a soyer hamishtaleich, in parentheses, even though it's not an oichel, it's a chai. According to Rameya, it's also metame tumas oichlem. It's a Rishon Letume. So it seems the Shtik Torah of the Ri was according to the Chachamim and Rav Shimon, not according to Rameya. So Taisu says, but I have so many Gemoras that when they speak about Nivlas Oif Toyer, they say, you need Machshove. All these Gemoras are not according to Rameya. It's a tame to say such a thing. And then Taisu says, it's not Stamazay Akash. I'll prove to you Ramei is also Moide. Boit. The Beperik Idanoshe, Beperik Tvul Yoim, Boile Meidek. Dahi de Tzriche Machshove, Vein Tzriche Herrsche, de Taris. Toises had brought before a Gemara. The Gemara said that a Nivlas, the Reish task of Nivlas of Toya Dafa Pishin Tzrichen Hersha, Tzrichen Machshove. This Mishnah that you need Tzrichen Machshove, so the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Zvochim wanted to say that he the Tzrichen Machshove and Tzrichen Hersha the Taris Osike Rameya. The Gemara say goes according to Rameya of all things. Be the Sefer Rameya, the Tony Shrita Malika Mataheres Trefosa, be Tomoso. So the Reish is also going according to the Rameya. This Gemorist that wanted to say the Reish that says Nivlas Oif Toil needs Machshove, both things are going according to Rameya. Now here the Re has a little heart palpitations. This doesn't stim already. I mean, Rameya holds that a Soir HaMishtaleich is Metamatum HaSoichlim, even though it's not an Oichel. And here, The Gemara wants to say Rameya holds Nivlas Oiv Toyer needs Machshove before we metame to Mesoichlem. Take the Rebbe's Nish, it's not too good. Mishani, the Gemara wanted to say this. The Moses is Mishani Midiirye Sefer Rameya Bereish Rabbah. It's not Muchach. It's going according to Rameya. But the Gemara wanted to prove it's going according to Rameya. The Gemara says it's not Muchach, it goes according to Rameya. But you have an often a Gemara that it could go according to Rameya. So you see, Afilu, according to Rameya, you need Machshov in order for it to be Metama to Mesoichlem. So what's pshat with the Rameya by Sora Mishtaleich? Now we're stuck. Veheichi, have a boy lochuchi, a kohot zriche Machshov at osu de loik Rameya. The way the Risa pshat, Rameya holds you don't need an Oichel. Void the boyer varoitev. Gabi chotach boso min eiver min achai. Two dinim. Now let me just say alochem. The din is, let's just say two alochas and then we'll understand what the Gemara says. The din is an eiver min achai. Now eiver means boso gidem batzomes. That's called an eiver. It has to have all these three components, then it's called an eiver. An eva min achai is metama odom lotami begotam. An eva min achai is metama odom lotami. Fine. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. This halacha of soifoi letame tuma chamure is metame na tuma soichlum omashkin is only if at the time that it's soifoi letame tuma chamure it's then it's metam oichel amashkin. Now we'll see soon. It says like this: Gabi chotach boso min eva min achai. A person cut some meat from eva min achai. Now, what is this meat? This meat. Let me tell you what this meat is. This meat is not an eva min achai because an eva is boso gidim batzomes. So now I cut off a piece of meat. This meat is not eva min achai. This meat is not oimed lachila. People don't eat eva min achai, it seems. So this meat is not oimed lachila. A person cut off a piece of meat from an eva, which is not oimed lachila. It's toher. Chotchoi va'achachach chishavolo. He cut off the piece of meat. Then he decided he's going to eat this piece of meat. A piece of meat is going to eat it. Toil. The meat is toil. Because when did the meat become an oichel? Now it became an oichel, taka, not same with l'achila. It became an oichel after it separated from the eva. So it first became an oichel when it's no more eva minachai. So it's not soifei l'tamei tumah chamur anymore. Now it became an oichel, it's toyer. Chishev olov. But what is when it was an eva? Was Boso Gidim Batsomis, and while it was one entity, he looked at this piece of meat and he said, I'm going to eat this piece of meat. Oh, so now the piece of meat, when it was still on Eva, had a shame oichel on it. Chishav Olav Achakachot Choy, and then he cut off the piece of meat. Tomei. Now this meat is Tomei. Because when it was an Eva, it was Oimeid. And when it was an Eva, it still had a shame oichel on it, because chishev ovel of la'ochlin when it was an Eva. And now he cuts it off, so now this meat is tummy. Umukmina lahosom ke Rab Meir. And the Gemara says, this goes according to Rab Meir. So you see clearly that according to Rab Meir, you need machshove, not only a hava mina. And if there was no machshove, it never had a shame oichel. So there's no din of soifei l'tamei tumah chamura. Upon chosam l'man the book lo b'shoch shalom lehusharei mitamei tumah chamura gavovit mash ma'av gav the makmina leike rameya nichalei mashamoyel l'tamei tumah chamura gavovit lini leboy hechsha lini machshove loy mahani. So b'kitzel now Tosfos got into a big rut. That means we have here, Tosfos had wanted to say before, simply, that this din of Soifei Letame Tuma Chamure, according to Rav Meir, it gets a Teiras Oichel. It gets a Teiras Oichel, even though it's not Oimed Lachila, even though it's not Roy Lachila. And that's why Yesoya Mishtaleach Bechayov is Metame Oichel in the Mashkin. That sheet is Rav Meir. Now Tosfos says a Gemore, that an oichel that is not oimed to be eaten, and an oichel that's not oimed to be eaten, and you are mechashiv to eat it, then it's mekabel. So then you say it's soif yitame to mechamur, it's metame oichel in the mashkin. So here we see. So we have a stir in Rav Meir. Here Rav Meir says a soyer is metame to mechoichlin, even though it's not an oichel. And here we see that an eva min achai or nivla soif toya, if there was no machshava to eat it, it's not matama to mesayflam. So these two things are difficult. Now let me just say the teretz of Tosfos, which needs explanation, but we'll try our best to understand a little of what Tosfos is going to answer. Va'aymari. So the Ri says, the Yesh L'chalik, Bein Soira Mishtaleach, the Memele Moya Nishchat Havichosi L'achila, I think the Memele goes a little later, we'll see. Soira Mishtaleach Im Hoya Nishchat, Memele Havichosi L'achila B'loi Machshove, Ma She'en Kein B'Nivlas Oif Toyer, B'Eva Minachai She'en Soifu L'yosis Oichel, Moide Rameyna, Rameyer De B'inan Machshove. Now, let me just say, before we try to explain the Lashon of Tosfos, I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Shit Mekabetzes, that in the Prat, it's a little bit more clear. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya in Shit Mekabetzes says as follows. The Tzorech Loima, the Chiyus Soira Mishtaleach, Ein Ze Chesorin Lachshivai Oichel, K'moy machshove b'nivlas oif. The soyer im nishchat, if a soyer is nishchat, memeile hu oimed l'achile. Avol nivlas oif toyer, einei oimed l'achile, ela al yedei machshove. So tachsich meir, Pshat in Tosfos is as follows. A soyer, a live behemoth, when you shecht it, it's roi l'achile. What is it missing? It's missing a tikkun. That means that it's kozman, it's alive, it's not oimed l'achile. You shecht it, it's oimed l'achile. We're missing a tikkun l'achile. So dach sech mir, Rameya held, you know, hechshe mayim is also a tikkun. Rashi says, shloi huchshiru v'niskan likreis oichel. That means, soifai letame tuma chamura does not need the tikkun of hersher. That means, tikkun means you're missing something. It's not, it doesn't have all the components of an oichel. You have to put mayim on it. A soyer, a live soyer, you have to shecht it. It's missing a tikkun. It's missing, you have to be geimer it in order to become an oichel. So that, Rab Shimon says, that Rab Meir holds, so just like if you're missing the tikkun of Hechshe Mayim, it has a din oichel without that tikkun, you're missing the tikkun of Shechita by Sur Mishtalech, it's an oichel also without the tikkun. And perhaps, let us say a vote, I don't know if it's necessary to say the vote, but perhaps, Chazal tell us, Soif behema l'shchite. That's what a behema is oimet to be geshochten. The Gemara Bob Metzia says, Rabbeinu Kodesh told an eagle that came to, l'kach nitzolta. That, a live behema is oimet to be geshochten. That's its tachlis. So pshat is that it's missing this tikkun. Missing a tikkun. Soife l'tama tumachimul. You don't need tikkun. If you have a neveles oif toyer, it's not missing a tikkun. It's not an oichel. People don't eat it. It's ois machel. You know, you'll never make this a machel. A nevela of an oif toyer, people don't eat it. It's not a machel. You never can make this a machel. You can pour ketchup on it. It's not a machel. The only way it'll become a machel is you have to give someone a sales talk to eat it. That's why. If you'll find an oichel, it'll become a machel. So pshat is, this mitzad atzmoy is not a machel, it's not an oichel. So fakert, here you have to make it an oichel. It's not it's missing tikkun. Buy a live animal, buy something without hechshemayim, you have an oichel. It's an oichel that's missing tikkun. Yeah, you need hechshemayim, you need hechsheshchite. But when you shecht it, it's an oichel already. The shchite is only a tikkun, and it's aimed for that. So it's aimed for shchite, so it has a teiris oichel on it, but it's missing this tikkun. It's missing this gmar. The chiddush of Seifei Letamei Tumer Chmur is, but Seifei Letamei, you don't need all these tikkunim. You don't need Hechshemayim. You don't need Hechsheshchita. It's an oichel that's still missing something. So there Rameya holds, a live Seir HaMishtaleich is just missing a tikkun. It has a teir legabi. Seifei Letamei Tumer Chmur, it has a teiras oichel, and it's metamei. And it's mitamit oichel namashkin. That's what Rameya holds. The chamim achaylik al Rameya. The whole asor mishlech also is not mekabel to mesoichel. But all the gemaras that Tosfos brought that a nivlas oif toyer needs machshava afilo according to Rameya, because there a nivlas oif toyer is not its missing tikkun. It's not an oichel, period. People don't eat it. It's not an oichel. So there, the only way it can become an oichel is you find someone that's maskim to eat it. That will become a machel. So, and that, something that mitzad atzmusoi is not an oichel, that is no chiddush of seifei letami tumachemur, kimi metami tumas oichlin. So there, Rameh is also my din need machshove. So Tosfos is now differentiating between Soir HaMishtaleya, that the reason it's not mekabel tume because you need the tikkun of shchita. So that by Soifel Tamei Tumah Chmura, you do not need the tikkun of shchita. And by Nivla Soif Toil, there the problem is it doesn't have a Toil Soichel, period. Not it's an Oichel that's missing a Tikkun. So there Ameir is Moide, the only way will be Metame to Mesoichelim is if there was a Machshove, that someone decided to eat it, then it gets a Toil Soichel, then we'll say Soife Letame to Mechamurim.